kisses were like soft summer rain. They slid over a man's senses and drew him in, inviting him to get all wet and wild with her, inviting him to give her his worst. And in Rowdy's case, his worst might be a hell of a lot more than she could handle. She stepped from the sidewalk. The low rise of her jeans didn't even come close to the tempting shadow of her navel. She made him sweat in the middle of damned winter. But it wasn't winter now. It was summer, a hot Kentucky summer evening, and he was leaving again. And this time, he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that he wouldn't be able to walk away again. This was his last year away from home, he figured. Each year without even touching her, without taking her or tasting her kiss, she made him feel things he didn't expect. His chest tightened at that knowledge, at the effort it was going to take to walk away from her again. "You left without saying goodbye." She stopped beside the Harley, her dove gray eyes staring back at him with a shadow of hurt. "I didn't even get to see you this time." No, she hadn't. He had stayed as far away from his dad's home as possible, spending the 6 weeks he was back on the boat he kept at the marina. A playful breeze caught at the long curls of her golden brown hair and tugged at the lush waves of silk he dreamed of wrapping around his body. He had dreamed of her while he spent those lonely nights on the boat, dreamed of touching her, kissing her, dragging her beneath his body, and taking her until neither of them could breathe for the exhaustion filling them. Other women hadn't even figured into his lust. His stubborn body rejected them. He wanted Kelly Salyers. His mouth was watering. He could feel the need to pull her to him, to wrap himself around her, nearly getting the best of him. "Rowdy?" Her voice was filled with a young woman's hope, her dreams, and all the passion he knew burned inside her. "You shouldn't have come here, Kelly," he sighed as he gave in to the impulse to reach out, to use the excuse of pushing her hair back to touch the soft warmth of it. He really wanted to crush it in his hands, pull her head back, and devour her. Damn, he could do it too. She would let him. He could see it in her eyes. "You didn't even say goodbye." It wasn't just hurt in her voice then. There was anger.
"If I had to say goodbye, I might not have left," he finally sighed.
He was a man. He knew better than this. Kelly might be 23, but she had no damned clue what she was getting into with him. He'd kissed her 3 years before, pinned her against the trunk of a tree and took her lips like the sweet drug they were. He had marked her because he couldn't help himself. He had made certain no one was dumb enough to think they could have Kelly, and his cousins would make sure it stuck while he was gone. While the Marines took their final year of this tour, and he decided what the hell he was going to do about Kelly.
"You could have said goodbye," she whispered again.
"I could have been shot by my own father for the things I'd have done to you if I had just a measure of a chance." He tried to smile, but he was too busy trying to keep his hands off the soft curves of her ass instead. She was making him crazy. But hell, this was Kelly. She had been making him crazy for most of her life in one way or the other.
"I would have come to the boat."
He laid his finger over her lips when he wanted to lay his own lips over them, take them, lick at them, feel her open to him as she had that night at the lake. "No," he shook his head. "You're here now." He had known she would be, prayed for it. He lifted his finger from her lips as he lowered his head. He didn't kiss her lips. He couldn't trust himself to rein in his hunger, his lust. It was impossible. He had a plane waiting on him, a job to finish, and he... Sweet, merciful God, have pity on him. Her head turned, her lips touched his, and he was a goner.